Hello, Endless Fam. This is me, Sonali, and you're listening to Sonali the Endless River podcast. First of all, I'm recording with my new headphone, which has a good microphone, I would say. And I've tested it out, but still let me know how the sound is, if you're able to get my sound clearly. Because I'm kind of recording it while I'm on the terrace. I'm just walking and I'm just taking like a self time off to myself. So there could be external noises, there could be these bloody crows, and there could be a little bit of a honking and all those, you know, typical outdoor noises. So if you're facing too much of a noise, do let me know in the comments of the podcast, or let me know on Instagram. You can add me there at @D_DFor_ENDLESS Endless River. Okay, so let's just go with the podcast about. So today I'm going to talk about, like I said, that this podcast is more of like me freestyling and me just sharing my thoughts without any particular pattern. Of course, I do intend to share more of structured content and more of the audio that has already been set up on my YouTube videos. But I would like to just share more about what I'm feeling and the things that are going about in my head. More real time and more authentically. So ever since I came back from Hyderabad, things have been a little slow in terms of my work, I would feel. I think a couple of days I was very fired up because I knew that I had to go to Mumbai and Bangalore and I have to streamline a couple of work, so I'm on it. But I think I'm also taking a little bit of a slow, like I'm going a little bit in a slow speed than more usually. I'm more usually more hyper, I'm more active, and I'm just like go like that. But now I'm a little bit slower, and I think it's okay sometimes when you, I just don't want to burn out. It's not like I'm doing something I don't love or whatever. I have literally waited for this day my entire life, and when I say entire life, my entire life, literally, going to do something that I love, and this is just the beginning. I know where I have to reach, I know what I have to do and where I have to go, so I just know that things are working slow and steady, and I'm really just enjoying the process as we go about it. But sometimes I think you need that kind of an emotional break, that kind of a break where you just, it's just you, okay? So I think I'm spending more and more time with myself. The Mumbai-Bangalore trip will be the first time ever I will be staying apart from my family for such a long time, a month, 31 days to be precise. And for me, it's a very big, it's a very big step for me to take. I have not stayed apart from my family, and I'm going to be traveling to cities, I'm going to be traveling alone, I'm going to be discovering the two cities. Mostly on my own. I have friends there, but of course they'll be working. They are not. I'm also been working, but still, it's not the same. I'm gonna meet a lot of new people. I'm gonna do new activities. So it's just gonna be a new way for me to discover myself more, into a new zone, I would say. So I think that is a little bit like that is scaring me out a little bit, and I'm not ashamed to say that. Because even before Hyderabad, I was a little bit scared. I put out a video for you guys on Instagram and I received a lot of love. I'm very grateful for that, of course, as always. So for the Mumbai-Bangalore trip, I'm of course a bit more nervous. You can say I'm not scared, but a bit more nervous. I want to make sure that things are absolutely fine, perfect. And I'm running on a very tight schedule timeline. So it's going to be really... it's going to be really good, interesting to see how I manage things out, and a new phase of my life, because honestly I would like, I'm framing my life in a way where I'll travel much more than I'm at home. My absolute goal is to keep on traveling all year round, different places, different countries, just doing what I love and just living my life. Of course, coming back home, taking my family along, giving them the life that they deserve and they have earned for themselves. But mostly I would like to get out of the comfort zone of my home, of the four walls that I'm so confined in, and I'm pushing myself off. So if you're doing something that you're also scared about doing, or I don't know, just doing something new, which is not literally you, which is not the definition of you, you're pushing yourself out, or maybe you have circumstances where you need to do certain things which you have not done before. I'm on the same boat as you are, and I know it's never easy. No matter what your age is, no matter what your experience is, whenever you try something you've never tried before, or try something just outside the comfort zone that you have confined yourself into, you try to extend your comfort zone, it's always a little bit overwhelming. But I think it's all about doing the things that we are not typically comfortable about. It's all about extending or expanding yourself more and more and more, and making ourselves comfortable with the uncomfortable, right? So I think that's going to be the name of this podcast, being comfortable with the uncomfortable. That's kind of like a cool name. It has a cool ring to it. Anyhow, so let me know if there's anything that you're comfortably uncomfortable about, or that you would like to be, or if there's something that you're doing or situation in your life that's going about where you would like if you had been given a chance, maybe you would have backed out at the last moment, but you know that you need to do that in order to make yourself a more stronger and a more able human being, right? So that's it for this podcast episode for today, and I'm gonna be meeting you in the next episode. Until then, take care. Cheers.